Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Whether it's home insurance, auto insurance, business, people, insurance companies, or more, the Insurance Podcast tackles the relevant issues within the PC insurance sector. Pete Tessier and Kurt Wyatt host the Insurance Podcast, and they join us now. Pete, Kurt, so glad you could join us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having us, John. We're really excited to be here on AM Best TV.
Yeah, you know, John, this is a privilege for us. We're usually just audio guys, so now we have to put some shirts on and comb our hair for you.
And you're looking great, guys. So tell us a little bit about yourselves, Pete. Let's start with you.
Oh boy, where do I begin? The story of my life is quite inconsequential, really. But Kurt and I are both former insurance brokers, right? We both owned our own brokerages up here in the Great White North. And at a certain point in time, there's a bit of a funny backstory to this, and Kurt can close it off. We sold our family brokerage, and I was sort of in limbo, and I didn't know what to do. And a friend of mine who was in the broadcasting world said, "Hey, you should start a podcast about insurance." And so I laughed at him. I said, "I don't even want to think about insurance. Why the heck would anyone else want to listen to it?" And he goes, "No, you moron. Do it for insurance people." And so we kind of came up with it and aptly named it the Insurance Podcast because we couldn't come up with anything clever.
Yeah, well, hey, and in fairness, at the time, I don't think there were many. So, Pete said, we were both P&C brokers up in Canada. We had a great run up there, and decided to continue to the conversation with our peers because we really enjoyed that side of the business. Pete and I both met through the association where we did a lot of work together, helping other brokers across Canada, and we thought, hey, what a better venue than to pick up on some of the hot topics, and that's where we've gotten to today, and continue to see it grow and gain more audience.
Pete, was there any other impetus for putting the podcast together other than that you had nothing better to do?
We knew kind of as former brokerage owners that the industry was about to enter a big state of change. It already was. We'd seen it before we sold, and we had different reasons for that. And we wanted to kind of stay connected with the industry. We had a lot of friends, particularly across Canada. Now we have a lot of friends all over the world, thanks to the podcast. But we just wanted to stay connected to the industry and these great relationships we had. And insurance is all about relationships. And, you know, it's hard to give those up. And that was the way of staying connected, to sort of hopefully kind of see if there are other opportunities arose down the line when you're ready to kind of get back into the game.
Well, and maybe there was a non-compete there that stopped us from selling insurance.
Yeah, so. Non-competes.
So, Kurt, tell us a little bit about the podcast itself. How long have you been doing it? How many episodes have you recorded? What sort of subject matter do you tackle? Things like that.
Okay, John, no, that's we're getting technical, but I think we're somewhere in around the 200 episode range. We keep close track of that, but no, we don't. It was talking about topics that were interesting to us, which we felt that the industry should hear more about. And oddly enough, the space didn't really have a long format version to bring up these things and really dive into it. I mean, we all received copies of various digital publications, magazines, but never really something that you could sort of flip on your desk and sort of listen to on the drive home or what have you. So the topics at the time were heavily weighted on InsurTech because that was kind of the disrupting moment of the industry. But today it's more from really just technology into everything from human resources to, which includes recruitment, to the things relating to stress and HR issues, all the way through to M&As and topics that just dive into the operations of an insurance brokerage, more than just the tech piece, but rather just the day-to-day stuff, which is really what Pete and I tackled in our careers. So, finding this and then going with it just on a casual basis, like we're hanging out with you right now, John, I think is what makes it more interesting. Say insurance is fun, is tough, but we try to make it a little bit of fun, you know, throw the odd swear in and the odd casual comment about the industry. And yes, I don't think AM Best allows that. So we've been told not to.
But, you know, just to add on that, John, I think one of the things is we're both kind of curious in nature, and there's some great podcasts out there. You know, I found a lot of inspiration from the Insurance Nerds. We really love the Insurance Guys podcast. You know, Bradley and Scott do an amazing job. And when you start listening to those, you kind of go, well, I don't want to reproduce what they're doing because they're doing something well. I want to find our own space. So what we decided was we'd sort of just focus on all the things going on in the P&C sector, mainly P&C at least, and say, how do we educate other insurance people about all these things going on? It's nearly impossible to keep up with all the developments. You can be on social media, you can read the trade magazines and digital publications, but what if you could actually talk to all these different people and hear what they were saying so that you can get a really good 360 degree vision and of the industry and where change is happening, all the different nuances and stuff. And wow, once it got some traction, did it open doors? I mean, it's amazing what you can sort of, or who you can meet and talk to and what you can talk about when you take off the guardrails and be open-ended. And it's been so much fun.
So along those lines, Pete, I got to assume you have guests. And if so, what kind of guests are you getting?
Oh, geez. We get them from all over the place. We get lots of CEOs. We get lots of different entities like InsurTech pioneers, founders. We get asked from brokers and agents. We get people in the MGA sector. We've had guests from Dubai. We've had other sort of media people in the insurance ecosystem. Like insurance in general, it's a very supportive community in the sort of the digital broadcast realm. And so we've had people say, hey, can we come on your show? You can come on ours and talk about things kind of like this. And it's been a fantastic event. I mean, you know, or a fantastic process. And Kurt, you've gone to events too, right? And found like all of a sudden you're there and you're like, we'd love to partner with you on something and get on the show and have you guys come do things. Like Kurt will tell you, it's turned into more than just an audio broadcast.
Kurt, who are you finding that your listeners are?
Well, John, you know, it's changed. But to start, we thought, hey, we're Canadians. We're talking to the P&C industry. Let's speak to Canadian brokers and underwriters and adjusters. But it's really morphed into across the planet in the sense that over 50% of our audience is outside of Canada. A big portion of that is, of course, the United States. But we're lucky to get listeners over the pond. And, you know, as Pete mentioned earlier, we're interviewing people who tackle the issues around the insurance space outside of Canada all the time. And so 3,000 to 4,000 unique downloads a month, which can add up, right? And that's led into meeting people face-to-face at various events where they're asking us to come talk to them. And that just seems to broaden the scope of who we talk to and how we're talking to them.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
That's great. I got to ask, what sort of feedback are you getting from your listeners? You getting any fan mail?
Oh, man. Geez, of course. Like, you know, we get it all the time in the insurance space, right? But, no. I mean, hey, listen, when the pandemic ended, and, you know, we prefer try not to talk about this, but it allowed us to get back out into the world of talking to people face to face, even though the podcast was a great medium. It allowed us to talk to them one-on-one and at large events. Pete does a lot of speaking engagements where he's in front of an audience, and we are getting great feedback that the show, in addition to all the other various podcasts as such that are out there, this show helped people stay connected, helped us stay connected, and it really does make a big difference when you can go out and actually talk to someone and get that direct feedback.
Just to chime in on that, John, one of the things we often hear is we really like your approach, guys, because you're kind of conversational and gentle. And one of the things we've always told people is we're not looking to catch anyone in a gotcha quote or moment, right? We want to be informative. We want people to want to listen and be on it and be relaxed and be entertaining. And if everyone's guarded, no one wants to be entertaining. It's, you know, part of this is we're having fun and it should be fun, right? And that's what we hear a lot from our audience is you guys just seem to have fun when you're talking to people. And most of the time, yeah, we do. It's very rare that it's not. We don't come out of a recording and go, oh, yeah, that sucked. No, it's usually it's pretty fun.
That's terrific. Then, Pete, what are some of the big questions that you're hoping to answer for your listeners?
I think it really boils down to what are you going to figure out for your business and where you are in the insurance ecosystem in 5 years? How can we help bring forward information so that you can be better at what you're doing, whether you're in sales, whether you're managing a larger organization, whether you're in the claims side of things, or even restoration. We try to bring this viewpoint of to say, I didn't know that existed, or I didn't know people were doing that. Wow, I should think about that. I should go to this conference. I should attend this event. I've always said, and Kurt's the same way, insurance is a people business. We use a lot of technology, we use a lot of data, but the foundation of this is it's based on trust. And if you can help increase your trust value proposition wherever you are in the industry, you're going to find way more success. And that's really what we're trying to do is there's no one question. It's just how can you be better at what you're doing in the sector?
You know, Pete, I don't need to tell you. Everybody's got a podcast these days. Everybody's got a blog. Everybody's got a YouTube. Everybody's got a TikTok. How do you cut through all the white noise that's out there?
It's hard. You know, we just try and stay in our lane. I get asked a lot, well, how many other podcasts do you listen to? And I don't listen to a ton. I'm very specific because I have one of the weirdest things about me is I have a fine arts background. I actually came out of university with a Bachelor of Fine Arts with a major in offset lithography. So all the offset lithography companies were in such a profitable position. So I went into insurance. But one of the things I always looked at was look for things for inspiration, but create your own path. Try to be your own person in things and don't worry about what others are doing because frankly, you know, Kurt and I have both been presidents of our professional association, you know, both regionally and nationally involved. And we're kind of always take the model of if let's float all boats. So if there's other people doing certain things and they're having success, let's learn from it, respect what they're doing and say, yeah, maybe we should try that. Or, hey, we're going to go this route and find our own success. That's why the ecosystem is great. When we meet other people doing similar things, when we're out at events and stuff like that, it's so fun to catch up and swap war stories, hilarious moments of funny interactions with guests. You know, the noise is there. You just plow ahead, trust your instincts, take a little measurement of what's going on, and then all full steam ahead.
You know, and if I could add to that, we had the good fortune of partnering with another publication up here in Canada who wanted to get into the podcast space, saw the fact that Pete and I worked hard to build a brand. And so we're working with them now doing a monthly show. And that's been a great way to sort of expand our audience for the insurance podcast and also help them expand their listener base and their viewer base. Because, you know, again, people don't always have time to read something, but they may be able to click on a website while they're on their coffee break or something at work and take in a little bit of content that that helps them decide how to do their job better or maybe tackle an issue or be aware of an issue so that when an insured comes in and they're talking about something, it's like, oh, hey, I kind of have a feeling for what's this about. But it's been so this sort of splitting our stream a bit and going in other areas to kind of be heard has been a lot of fun.
Any plans beyond that, Kurt? What's the future of the podcast?
Oh, geez. Well, you know, we're going to go national and international like we've done already, but we're going to get a bus and then we're going to get a bunch of people on the bus and then we're going to start driving all over with speakers. But I think that idea got nixed when fuel got too expensive. So right now we're just, we're back out. Like I said earlier, we're back on the road. We're seeing people live. I think that changed a lot of things for the two of us. It really sort of just enlightened us to the fact that that the audience is bigger than what we think it is, and it's been a ton of fun getting to see people. The other side of it is that video, like what you're doing here, is something that we really haven't tackled a whole lot. We said at the beginning, that's not something we've been doing, and video is definitely on the horizon. Things like YouTube, very popular amongst a lot of listeners. So expect to see us hit the gym, get haircuts. Pete's going to get rid of his hoodie, and we're all buying dress shirts and ties.
Can I ask you to please wear toques on the video?
Okay, done.
Oh, hey, you know what? We'll have to have a whole new brand, the Insurance Hosers Podcast.
Pete, Kurt, what a pleasure it was to speak to you today.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
Likewise. Thanks, John.
That was Pete Tessier and Kurt Wyatt, host of the Insurance Podcast, and I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.